You are listening to a free version of the Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
Ever get the feeling you've been cheated?
It is Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times in the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, staying in Afghanistan. Surprise! 10 more years, folks. Also, it turns out, remember that terror group with that imminent plot to attack the homeland? Talking about Corazon. Turns out they may not even exist. And to the extent that they may exist, if they did exist, it wasn't so much a plan as much as like an idea. Maybe not so much as an idea, but as like sort of like a wanting to want to do something. Like, I want to play the violin. I don't really want to play the violin. I really want to play the violin. It's aspirational. Also on the program today, Obamacare. A little known provision providing more health care to tens of thousands of our nation's children living in poverty. Hong Kong protests continue. Reports of hundreds of thousands now. Also, surprise, surprise, not only is CEO pay hugely out of whack with workers' pay, reasons for which we have discussed many times in the past, still with one of my favorite guests, Bill Lozonik, but part of the problem with wealth inequality being a tough political issue is because Americans have absolutely no idea just how out of whack that pay disparity is. In California, yes means yes. And we have what I think, I don't know, this is a tough call, but one of the most glaring examples of how hosts on CNN cannot wrap their minds around some of the easiest concepts possible. Fair enough. I don't even know why they have Reza Aslan back on television, because it literally makes it look like these hosts are 4 years old. My 9-year-old daughter can grasp concepts better than these two, and it's unbelievable. We will play the audio coming up. Finally, the Supreme Court shuts down early voting in Ohio. The war on voting continues by the five on the Supreme Court. You know who they are. You don't need me to recount it. But before we get to all that, and I should tell you, today is a Teaser Tuesday.
Boom.
Boom. In your
face.
Take this. So freebies are not only going to get a teaser of the show today.
A little bit of that.
And if you find after the tease that, hey, I want more, or I like this style of the show. Because the way this show works for you new listeners, and for maybe you freebies don't even realize it, what we do is we do generally, I don't want to say every day, because now we don't do it every day, but 90% of the time we have an interview, an in-depth interview with an amazing guest. Tomorrow, Robert McChesney. Thursday, I think we'll have the economist James Galbraith, just as an example. And then we go into the funner half and we do, stories that sometimes I rant and rave about stories. Sometimes we get in depth about policy, and sometimes we do, fun stuff.
Like calls from libertarians.
Calls from libertarians, or, we play some other audio. Before we get to the story about the Supreme Court shutting down the voting in Ohio, and before I play this sound on what the AFP has been doing, the Americans for Prosperity, the Koch-funded group, has been doing in North Carolina to disenfranchise even more voters than even the North Carolina draconian voting laws are attempting to do, I want to remind you can become a member if you get to the end of this tease and you're like, hey, wait a second, what happened? Join the MajorityReport.com or just simply go to majority.fm. Become a member today. It costs pennies a day, folks. We need your support. You've been listening for a long time now. You've been saying to yourself, maybe I should join. You do it once, you can forget about it. You do it with your cable, and I can tell you, your cable costs you 10 to 20 times more than you'd be paying for this show. And you listen to this show, what, 2 times a week? 3 times a week? 4 times a week? Come on. Majority.fm, we really do need your support. Don't make me roll out an ad program where we start to fill up the freebie half with ads. Although, you know what? I'm going to do it. I may do it. You can also support this show by going to justcoffee.coop, using the coupon code MAJORITY, get 10% off. It's great coffee. You will love it. Try it once, folks. Believe me, you will thank me. And if you buy crap from Amazon, and I'm not saying you should, but if you do it, if you're doing it anyways to buy crap from Amazon, the least you can do is buy it through our link. We get a kickback. In other words, we take money from Amazon. You will notice no difference. Just go to majorityreportkickback.com. All right. So let's get to this. This is a news story from WTVD ABC 11, and it is, if you ever wondered what the term burying the lead meant, this story is a perfect example of that. You've got the Americans for Prosperity, a Koch-funded Tea Party group, trying to keep North Carolinians from being able to vote. And just follow along. This is the investigative team. They could have done a little more investigating. We're going to play this now. All right, listen to this. I'll stop it as we go through. This is just amazing how they have buried the lead here. Oh, sorry. Let's try that again.
Hundreds of complaints are flooding into the State Board of Elections.
After hundreds of thousands of official-looking mailers go out to voters and non-voters around the state, the I-team dug into what happened and why and talked to voters outraged over the mistake. John Kemp is live in the Raleigh Eyewitness News Center. And John, you've been looking into this for about a week now. What have you found out?
Hey, good evening. These mailings came from a conservative Raleigh-based think tank called the Americans for Prosperity Foundation. It's a group formed to educate voters.
Okay, look, I got news for you. The AFP is not a North Carolina organization. It is a national organization. And it's not set up to educate voters. But this is just the I-team head. But here we go.
But what they sent out was loaded with wrong information and in some cases went to the wrong people. That has state and local boards of elections bogged down and voters upset.
Okay, so they've sent out wrong information and sometimes to the wrong people. They sent out hundreds of thousands of these mailers. So let's get to it. The story must be about how they're trying to confuse voters so that voters don't vote.
I feel violated. I feel like her information is out there, and I don't know how it's out there.
For 2 weeks now, Jennifer Odom has been trying to get to the bottom of how this voter registration form came to be in her mailbox, addressed wrongly to her daughter.
It was alarming for two reasons. Number one, Sammy would only be 4.5 years old, and the second reason is she passed away 2 years ago.
Odom says she called the Board of Elections and was given the phone number of the group behind the mailing, the sharply conservative, Koch brother-backed Americans for Prosperity Foundation.
Okay, so now he ties in that they're the sharply conservative, Koch brothers-backed organization. But the reason why he's bringing it up is because they sent a mailer to a child who's obviously not eligible to vote and has passed away. Horrible that this woman lost her child. I can't even imagine what's involved in that. But that's not the point. That's wholly irrelevant because that child is not going to go to the wrong polling place and not have her vote disenfranchised. Remember, in North Carolina, if you vote at the wrong polling place, even if you vote for the people you're eligible to vote for, in other words, the right congressperson, the right senator, the state senator, et cetera, none of your votes count.
EFP.
Hopefully it's just an honest mistake, but you know, you never know.
When I see that, it really raises the question of motives, and is it a sinister effort to confuse people about ballot access?
Democratic consultant Brad Crone says most likely Odom's daughter somehow got on a consumer list years ago. AFP bought the list and didn't double check for obvious mistakes. But the mailing also has factual problems, giving people the wrong deadline for voter registration and telling them to sign up with the wrong state agency.
Wait, now, also? That's the story here. And the only reason why it's come to your attention is because apparently someone who has passed away got this letter. But the bottom line is there is a massive plot to disenfranchise voters. But let's talk to a Democratic consultant, see what their opinion is, as opposed to someone who might take issue with the fact that all of this disinformation is put out to voters. But this guy's a Democratic partisan, so you got to take what he says with a grain of salt.
Knows what their motives are, but in this business, you got to get it right.
I mean, it was a mistake. We're not going to make any bones about it. We have mistakes in the mailer.
There's the AFP. It was a mistake. Yeah, we have a mistake in the mailer. We had no idea that we were sending this out with all those mistaken things. It was only a couple hundred thousand. We didn't check it enough. A total mistake. He's got his puppy dog eyes. I feel so bad about this mistake.
Afternoon, we caught up with AFP's Donald Bryson, who told us the mailer is part of a larger national effort by the group to register new voters. He attributes the problems to both scope, hundreds of thousands of mailers were sent out, and attention to detail.
We're really sorry that mistakes like that did happen, and we're going to correct those errors.
We're going to correct those errors. Definitely. We're going to send out another mail. Now, I got to tell you, we're sending out a lot of ones, and, you know, we just, you know, paying attention to details. And
we're going to correct that error where it went to that deceased child.
That's
which
right.
In turn,
we're only going to send it out to live voters.
Bryson there tells us they are taking Jennifer Odom's daughter off of their list and will be sending out corrections to everyone who got the inaccurate mailers, hundreds of thousands of people. Meantime, local boards of elections tell us they are swamped with calls from confused voters. The State Board of Elections tells us they've taken hundreds of calls on this in the last week and a half alone. Live in the newsroom, John Camp, ABC Live.
Wow, that is a pretty hard-hitting report there. We really just blew the lid off of how they're sending it to the wrong people. And also, they sent it out to hundreds of thousands of people who are... and we didn't do any analysis as to who they were sending to. Or I'm sure they just want to register a lot of new voters. Because, of course, the AFP is known for their broad-based voter registration drives.
We're going to send out a mass correction to everyone who received one of these flyers stating we did not mean to send it to that poor deceased girl's family.
That's right. We feel horrible about it.
Absolutely. Now, just to clarify, voting's on Friday, y'all.
Right.
Very sorry about the first set of mistakes.
Please. I just want to reiterate, if I could have the camera here and just look right into the camera and remind people, it is your duty to vote on November 15th. Of this year.
Also, this election's a purple day cycle, which means if you're wearing a purple shirt, you all get to vote three times.
That's right.
So just show up. That was
just
November
17th. And also, if your last name starts with anything but a vowel, you don't vote until December. Oh, that's a detail we got wrong. Yeah.
Also, black people not allowed to vote anymore. Whoa, how did that come out? That's so strange. You're saying every single African-American, well, that was a real boneheaded mistake of ours.
I'm definitely going into the office today, and I'm looking everybody in the eye and just going, hey, everybody, I want you to give 110% to get this right this time, because...
It's one thing to get the date wrong, the location wrong, but would you come out and say black people aren't allowed to vote in the United States anymore? That's just a mistake too far.
We're going to really
need to clean up ship here.
I just want to make it clear that when we have a pizza party on Friday, there's not going to be any toppings. Not unless we get this right. It's very important for us.
By the way, if you don't vote, you can come and join us for our pizza party.
That's right. There you go. Also, free pizza on election day if you promise not to vote.
Or free pizza on election day, November 16th.
Right, that's right. We'll all see you in late January 2015 for the vote, the big vote.
Hours of noon and 3. That's how many hours in the voting day today.
All right, and before we say goodbye to...
a mistake again?
Oh, gosh darn! Are you doing another report about this? Come on, guys. We sent it to only live people this time.
You found another dead girl. Look, I'm getting tired of feeling like, all right, you cast the first stone.
That's right.
Who has not bought a Consumer Report with a dead child while in the process of trying to disenfranchise African-American voters. Well, I dare you to cast for. Oh, you haven't been doing that?
Oh, okay.
Well dare
all right.
you
well,
all.
Well, all right.
All right, fine.
All right. All right. Well, forgive and forget is what I always say. All right, so now we're going to do a segment called Tip of the Day. And the Majority Report's tip of the day is how to deal with dumb people.
And finally tonight, the fact of tip of the day, how to deal with dumb people. Last week, we asked you to vote in a BillO'Reilly.com poll. Do you think an anti-terror mercenary force paid for by coalition nations is a good idea? Yes or no?
And that is only just one of the tip of the days. If you want to deal with dumb people, what you first need to do is isolate them by seeing if they'll take a Bill O'Reilly poll of the day question. And then let's see what the answers are.
70% said yes, 30% no. About 20,000 of you voted. Now, that's off my plan posted on BillO'Reilly.com. About a 25,000-member private military force put together under the supervision of Congress, Geneva Convention, trained by American and NATO officers, which would confront the jihadists anywhere in the world.
Okay, and so that's the second part of the tip of the day. If you think a 25,000-person mercenary force put together by the United States government is just a good idea in general, then you are probably a dumb person and you should be separated from the herd. But on top of that, if you think that 25,000 mercenaries are going to be able to deal with the jihadists when already we have deployed over the past 10, 15 years hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops to supposedly deal with the jihadists and they haven't been able to deal with them, you might also be dumb. But let's continue.
Well, the left wing's having none of that. People like Stephen Colbert mocking the plan. But here's the tip. Mr. Colbert and others of his ilk have no bleeping clue how to fight the jihad. They don't know anything. And when somebody gets beheaded, their reaction is, oh, that's bad. But by being completely vacant, it doesn't stop these people from mocking ideas that might have some value, might solve some complex problems. Because in the world of the ideologue, where Colbert lives, solutions don't really matter. It's how you feel about things. So, in your life, when you confront a person who criticizes you but has nothing constructive to say, run fast. Factor tip of the day.
Well, here is the majority tip of the day. When I encounter someone who is dumb and says dumb things, I just call them dumb and play their audio on my podcast. All right, let's...
get a bleeping clue, guys.
Get a bleeping clue. So I guess presumably Riley's 25,000 mercenary force will head to Saudi Arabia, right? To get them for their beheadings as well. These guys are going to be busy. They're going to make a mint.
You don't have a clue, Sam.
Get a clue. Get a clue.
All right. Yeah.
Stephen Colbert over
should
there. Vacant,
Rosh Hashanah.
Like,
New bleep, Year's bleep. Intention. Get a clue.
Don't bleep with O'Reilly, man.
Get a clue.
All right. Teaser Tuesday. See you freebies later. And no, we don't need any music.
Oh, we're just going to say, yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye.